Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. And here we go, week 13, December 3rd already. Just went through Proverbs and spending the weekdays of November looking at the proverb of the day. So I might go back one day and do those proverbs that fell on the weekend. And we're now into a new month and want to look at the incarnation of God or the incarnation of Jesus Christ for the Christmas story this month. But want to go back to sort of the roots, why I am doing this, what started this. And so my name is John, and I and my wife have raised 8 children, 4 of them sons, 4 daughters. We have 4 that are now married, so that really gives us 12 children, if you count our children-in-law, whom we love and are very proud of, very glad to have as part of the family. And we have grandchildren now. We've got 7 grandchildren, as our last grandson was just born a little while ago. And so we're super excited about life at this stage. And we're getting old, but we've got some wisdom, and hence the podcast, really speaking to my sons and to other young married men with a Christian worldview, or desiring to walk out the life in the Christian worldview. And so the idea here is that I definitely believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe Jesus is the creator of all things. All things are made by Him and for Him. And that He is the author of marriage, and that marriage is great because it's made for us by God. And that it is a wreck because there are men on the planet. And so trying to speak to men to say, hey, we can make marriage better. In fact, I think we have a duty to do so. And Hebrews 13, verse 4 is really where I get my authority, if you will, to say, hey, we need to do this better. In verse 4 of chapter 13 of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says this: let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. So here he's speaking to people who would have probably had religion all their life, being the Hebrews, growing up in that idea that there was one God and that marriage was between one man and one woman. And at other times in the New Testament letters that Paul is writing, especially to the church in Corinth in chapter 7 of his first letter, we seeing him have to unpack the idea behind marriage a lot more because their context would have been different. But the reality is that marriage is a great gift from God to us, and for us to power through the day-to-day stuff that can really keep us from having a great marriage. I think more often than not, men don't make their marriage great. They actually help make it not great. We have, through our words and our actions, the ability to add life. In the Bible, it tells us that our words can bring life or destroy life. So there's a lot of power in the word and how we speak to our wives, how loud we are, or how soft we are, if we're gentle and self-control and kind. That sounds a lot different than if we're haughty or arrogant or loud or boisterous, proud, you know, with an idea of pride, or out of jealous anger, out of frustration. Those kind of things. And so we really need to be careful in how we are around and with our wives. And not that our wives are soft and can't handle it, but the way we're, I think, often wired is very, very important. So just to encourage us as men to be about really trying to go hard after marriage the way God intended it. And I love to go to scripture and to find those scriptures that help us to do that. But this season in December, I want to try something way different, gentlemen. I want to have you invite your wives to join us this month in December. And I want to look at some doctrine. I want to look at some theology, this idea of Christmas and the birth of Christ. And to maybe give you guys some things to talk about during this holiday. And even to think about the stories that we're telling our children, if we have children, or the movies that we're watching, the television we're watching, what's impacting us during this very, very critical time in our history, and very, very critical time of year being the Christmas time. There is a lot of joy at this time of year, for, I think, for the average family. There's going to be a lot of heartache and trouble depending on what's happened this time of year, or if this is your first year as you go into the season having lost someone this year, that this could be very, very difficult. I don't think I'm going to really address those kind of things. What I'm going to try to address is the medium range, the Bible-believing Christian who's married and who wants to have some honest conversations with their spouse, reading through the Christmas story, reading through the redemptive story, the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ for our salvation. It is amazing. So, gentlemen, this month, let's invite the family to join us around the, however you do this, however you listen to this. Makai was just showing me the other day how there's a lot more of you listening than I thought because I didn't understand the whole other parts of podcasts and where we were loading them up and how you could see them. So however you listen to it, let's get the whole family around it. It can be very good. Or, gentlemen, you can just listen to it and then think about it and then go and talk with your wives about it as well. God bless you all. Have a great day.